Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Toda Abba Yah, once again, for bringing us to the door of your Shabbat. Thank you, Father. Welcome all those who are listening to Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel, here at Ibrit Culture, Hebrew Culture, that is. Finishing up our last segment with this of restoring Yisrael. We're in the sixth installment. Our brother Yahweh will be starting next week, bringing out what Yahweh gives to him, to the people. Tune in. We're going to give a brief recap. Before we go into a brief recap, we're going to open up with a prayer as usual, always giving Abba honor and thanks. Hallelujah. Toda Abba. I want to thank you for these 6 weeks, Father, that you've given me your word to give to your people, Father. For it's not to speak a word, Father. It's your word, Father. It's not what's come out of my mind, but comes out of your mind, Father. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for all those who got something out of it, Father, that your word went in and it birthed within somebody, Father. I thank you for that, Father. May that seed grow within them, Father. May they comb over and go through these lessons, Father, that you have been given us, Father, so we can be become that perfect believer, so we can become just like your son, Yahushua, Father. Father, I ask that you touch all of our kins, that you heal them, Father, that you give them your shalom, Father. All the Emas, Father, that you heal and touch them, Father, give them your shalom. All the Yaladi, Father, all the Okotis, Father, all the Kohenim, Father. Yisrael and the whole, Father. All those who are taking hold of your Shabbat tonight, Father, may the blessings fall upon them, Father. May their houses be with shalom tonight, Father, for these 24 hours, Father. May you hold the adversary back. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. And yes, we will go through a little recap of the last couple of weeks, what we've been going through. And because I will start off where we started off at 6 weeks ago, and the last couple of 2 weeks and into this third week, the thought has changed, but it's still with restoring Yisrael. You know, it's still with restoring Yisrael. But what we was looking at in the first 3 weeks, we was looking at those that's out there now who don't know that they're Yisrael, who don't have a clue on who they belong to. You know, it was tuning in and out of the Aretha Franklin funeral today, because, you know, we had work co-workers listening to it, and how everybody walking around and all the singers and all the actresses and actors, and everybody was just giving honor to Aretha Franklin. And she gives honor to a certain extent, you know, but for me, it was overkill. You had a funeral for 3 days in a row, 3 different outfits, and she put, you dressed the dead 3 different times, you know, and this is our people, though. This is our people. So as other people felt sad, as other people felt honored to know Aretha Franklin and to be a part of her, you know, a part of the legacy that she was in, you know, I felt sad, you know. I felt a sense of, dang, Israel, they were giving this woman all this honor and all these pomp and circumstances, and just so much you've given her in relaying her to the Creator, saying she's a daughter of God. I'm like, I guarantee she don't know him. I guarantee she don't know him. As we talked about her before, I know some daughters of Yah, and I know what Yah expect out of his daughters. I know what y'all expect out of his sons, out of his children, period. And you wasn't doing nothing what he asked you to do. In fact, you took on a whole nother thing way from Yahweh's, way from Yah. It took you so far from Yah that you had a form of godliness, and you wasn't even denying the power. You didn't know who the power was. So it was a sense of sadness for me to see that. You know, so we was talking about that in the first 3 weeks, how Israel, they just don't know, and they need to be restored. They need somebody to come in and restore these things. But we also started off just saying that Israel has an adversary, which we're going to read that in the free. We're going to read Psalms, Telaim 83, 1 through 4. We're going to read that there has been, for thousands of years now, a council of nations. And not all nations understand, but we know that these rulers of these nations, not every nation, the we're talking about kings, queens, and stuff like that, but these rulers behind all that, what Psalms 83 talks about, all these nations taking counsel together. Taking counsel together, keep this nation of people from becoming a people, from becoming what Yahweh had them set in this earth to be, a nation of kings, a nation of priests, royalty in this earth. So there's a council, an ongoing council, and it's headed by Hasatan himself, the devil himself. And he has minions throughout this world system. In every corridor, in everything we think of, he's there. Manipulating. And especially with these people, because that's all I saw. When you giving honor to JC, when all these Baptist ministers and types of ministers is up there, and I'm sitting there, y'all got TD snakes on there? You know TD snake. Is a snake. Some people call him T.D. Jakes, so I call him T.D. Snakes. Because that's what he is. He outright is a Mason. So many preachers up there was Masons. So many even had Tyler Perry to speak. And he did it with Madea voice. I'm like, oh, God, he got a whole bunch of people running around worshiping a deity, Madea. And you go back and do a study on just the name of Madea and see where it takes you. It's going to take you to a deity, a demonic spirit. He did the Madea voice up there, and everybody laughed and giggled up there. A man portraying to be a woman. So Israel needs to be restored. So that's what we talked about in these first 3 weeks. We talked about Israel needing to be restored, needing the word planted within them. No, needing that word that was implanted in their ancestors that passed down to them need to be awakened. They need to hear Yahushua's voice because that's the only way that that seed is going to burst open. When they hear Yahushua's voice, and who is Yahushua's voice but awakened those Akotis. Those other Yahushua, that's how they would. So God gonna send one of his kids. He's gonna send one of his Yaladi to speak to them. And if that seed haven't been buried for so far down, and regardless of how far it buried down, the power of Yahushua can ignite that seed that's buried within them, and they can come to stand. They can be restored. But the narrative changed. I would say God changed the narrative. Matter of fact, he said it got to get personal. It got personal, matter of fact. It ain't just changed the narrative to just Yisrael as a whole. It's real specific. But Yahweh as a whole. He got specific with us. He changed the narrative. There was an unclean spirit running around and running rampant. Something was going on within the congregation. I didn't know, but he knew. I didn't know. But Yahweh knew. And you know what? You heard that thunder? So he just confirmed. If you heard it, I heard it. He just confirmed what I said. What he said. Men that teaches Yahweh's word, majority of the time, if they sit and be that puppet, Yahweh is speaking. And he needs to bet Yahweh to understand that. So here we go up to the last, what's the name? And matter of fact, he gave me a wonderful idea. When I was sitting down meditating this week on the word, he gave me a wonderful idea. I mean, it's something that each and every member in Bet Yahweh can be a part of. I mean, each and every member can be a part. And there we go again. But as I started off, we have an adversary. Matter of fact, let me read that. And I'm going to get back into what we were talking about. But I want to read Tehillim 83:1-4. Because this was what Yahweh had put on my mind. To keep this in the front of the people. Allow the people to have this in their forefront. To let them know that they have an enemy. It has been a counsel against them for thousands of years. Now, how you prepare for something that was going on for thousands of years? Stay within that word. That's how you prepare for it. Because we can't within ourselves defeat Hasatan. But if we live within Yahusha, we can defeat him. If we live within Yahusha, we can defeat him. If we walk in his power, he has no power over us. He has no power over us. I'm going to speak with Yahweh say speak. I'm going to say that. With Yahweh say speak. And another thing that Yahweh showed me this week before I get into Tehillim, Psalms 83:1-4, what he was showing me was, if you more about my business instead of the business and affairs of this world, that's less you have to worry about Hasatan. That's less you have to worry about Hasatan. Said to me, if you more about my business and not so much about the business of this world, the affairs of this world, the less you have to worry about him. He have no avenues to come after you. Matter of fact, after I read this, I'm going to tell a dream that we had, because like the brother said that I talked to about it, it ain't just for you, Aki. It's for everybody. Yeah, don't keep silent. Don't keep silent. And don't be still, yeah? For behold, your enemies are stirred up. Those who hate you have lifted up their heads. They conspire with cunning against your people. They plot against your cherished ones. Come, they say. Let us destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. Remember what we learned about that. About that last verse, that the name of Israel, the name of Israel, the character of Israel, the reputation of Israel. Not just what you are called, but what you are known by, your character, your reputation. And what's that old saying? Your reputation precedes you. Your reputation precedes you. We know when the children of Israel went to Jericho, they said, we heard of y'all. So what happened? Their reputation preceded them. That's what Hasatan wants to fight against also. If he can get the reputation, he can get the character and the name of Yah out of this land, Because if you take away his people, you take away his name. Although he can raise up stones. But that's not what Yah wants. But he can't, though. But let's not make it easy for him. Let's not make it easy. Let us not fall victim to Hasatan. Let us bear rule over him as what was given to us by our big brother, Yahushua, our Savior, our Redeemer. Let's bear rule over him. But here's a dream. End up being a good dream, but it ain't start off being a good dream. And it's a good dream for all Yisrael. Dream was I was in my house. And I looked out the side window of my house. And there was a big man standing there, big white man, one of those old, like he was one of them old hunters. You know, I had Elmer Fudd, old-looking man. I mean, big, burly beard and everything. Big, big white man standing in my yard in the dark. Matter of fact, because the lights was off. And he had a German Shepherd with him. And I lift up the window. Get out my yard, man. What the fuck are you doing in my yard? Why are you in my yard? Get out my yard. And he went out the front gate. And the German Shepherd went out the back gate. So still in the dream, I should do. And I remember in the dream that I was telling my Isha, Janetta, that such and such is coming over. And I remember her being mad about him coming over. A friend of mine was coming over. And she was being, she was visibly mad that he was coming over. And the friend of mine that came over, when he came over, he had beard. But again, he was a tall man. And we know what that tall man means. Thunder again. We know who that tall man points to. And he came over and he brought beer. And when he came over, I was telling him, I said, someone's in my house. And he said, huh? I said, it ain't physical, it's spiritual. And he said, well, let's get rid of it. No, he said, not let's get rid of it. He said, let's get it. Remember, it's the tall man. And he brought beer over. But so this was what was explained to me. And I'm can't wait to hear what Yaki Al say about it. He said, what we always say, guard our gates. He said, House of Tango Court. So the big man went out the front gate and the dove went out the back gate. We understand what the dove point to, an unclean spirit. So did the big white man. He said, so what we always say, guard our gates. He said, but we know who that tall man was. We know who he was, Yahushua, HaMashiach. And what did he do? He came over, and he brought beer, and I believe it was mannequin. As I remember the Lord's six-pack of cotton he brought over. And he brought out, he said, let's get rid of it. So no matter what we're going through, if Mrs. Hasatan is going to attack, he was in Yahushua. Open that door for him and allow him in. Allow Yahushua in. And like he said, he will come sup with you. Allow Yahushua in. But stop closing that door to Yahushua as we guard our gates. Because he's trying to come in either way. And it wasn't no fuss when I told him, get out of my yard. He left straight out the yard. It wasn't no fuss. He fussed with me. He left straight out the yard. But I do remember Isha visibly mad at that. And I still can't wait for Yaki Allen to tell me that tomorrow. Or you can call me tonight, Brother Yaki Allen. Tell me what's going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But back to the lesson for me. So as I was talking to Abba and about these last 6 weeks and how the last 2 weeks turned around, and started to go towards get more personal. So I'm like, okay, what I'm going to talk about this week, you know, how am I going to close the show so people can have something to look forward to the next 6 weeks? You know, when y'all would give me something else because we're going to continue with this EB culture and restoring Israel. We haven't finished. We haven't even scratched the surface, as Rabbi Gershon Ben Daniel used to say. We haven't scratched the surface. There's so much more we have to go into. So much more. And what he brought to mind was the Corinthian church. And when he brought to mind the Corinthian church, it was like, oh, Abba. Abba, the Corinthian church. You're saying that Yahweh is like the Corinthian church. And you know and understand about the Corinthian church. If you don't, go read on it. Go read 1st and 2nd Corinthians. These people had all the gifts. They understood mysteries. They had all the gifts. They had the spiritual gifts, but it was a lot of carnality there. It was a lot of carnality within these people. But they had all the gifts. In fact, what I have down here is 1 Corinthians 3, which I'm not going to read. I want y'all to read that. Let it be, like Abba said, let it be personal. Let it be personal. Matter of fact, I know what I can finish with. But let this walk be personal. And when we say personal, yes, between you and Abba, but pull out to him. Tell him remove all these unclean, this carnal mind. This carnal mind that has cliques, that has people not speaking to one another. Let him remove this carnality that is upon us. So we are going into the high holy days. So it don't just change because the teacher, that's how he feel. No, we don't operate like that. We operate on the power of Yah, and he sees things. So he speaks. For me, I did not want to talk about that. I didn't want to compare that Yahweh to the Corinthian church with all the gifts, with all the knowledge, with all the teachings, and know that Yahweh is here, but to carnal. Because I'm a part of that Yahweh. You know, that hurts me. Because I'm a part. I'm right along with y'all. We're in the same boat. Ain't nobody outside of that boat. And here's another thing. There's nobody that's in that boat is above chastisement. Nobody that's inside that boat is above chastisement. Nobody. And if you want his love, you would want him to chastise you. If Moshe, the humble in all his house, got chastised by Yahweh, we have no chance. He called this man the humble in all his house. That means every Israelite that ever walked, we not including Yahushua, because we understand Yahushua is much greater than Moshe. Is much greater than Moshe. He is much more than a just to show his people how he want us to live. A word, we wasn't getting it. As a people, we weren't getting it. So he had to put on flesh and come down. He's much more than a man. But he said Moshe was the most humble in all his house. And he chastised Moshe. So let us remember that. Let us remember when Miriam went up against Moshe, Miriam and Aharon. But because Miriam was the ringleader, what did he do to Miriam? He chastised her. But even then, just like now, they could not move because they are one. They were one. They could not move. No different than today, family. We are one. We are a card. Got to get rid of that carnality. We got to get rid of this big believer, little believer. Get rid of that. We are one in the body of Mashiach. Each and every one of us have our own role to play. We should not be hindrance to another believer. We should not be hindrance to another believer, towards other believers. We should not be that. But here's what I'm telling you. Yahweh is looking down. And he said he won't start at his house first. That Yahweh, listen to the words of Yah. He said he's going to start at his house first. Get rid of this carnality. But he has something beautiful for us, though, fam. He has something beautiful for us. But, as Abba always do, he want to take us on a journey through his word. Because he want to show, and I believe, within these last, since you've been at Bet Yahweh, if one person that's been at Bet Yahweh can come there and say that Yahweh is not there, they don't know him. And they does not belong at Bet Yahweh. But if you've been there for a while and you know the Spirit of Yahweh comes upon these teachers, those brothers, he comes upon them and he speaks in the timely of things that was done. The timely of things that was done. You know what we just ended up with? Judgment. Just before we go into the fall feast, the second pouring out of, which points to the second pouring out of the Ruach HaKodesh. We want to get clean. We want to get us clean. I want to give y'all the second helping, but y'all got to get rid of that carnality. Y'all got to get rid of that carnality. Stop shutting my spirit down. So let's move on. Let's go to Bereshit 15. Let's go on this journey that Abba wants to take us on just to show us something. It's a point that he's showing us something. And after we get through this, then we're going to go do what Yahweh wants to give, want that Yahweh to do. Bereshit 13. And he said to Abram, know for sure that your offspring will live as foreigners in a land that is not theirs, and they will serve them. They will afflict them for 400 years. Abram, to know for surety that his offspring gonna be somewhere. The man haven't even had the children yet. But the Yahweh gave the man a vision to tell him they're gonna be somewhere. So does that mean that he's orchestrating something? That he is the one in charge of this? The man haven't had one child yet. He can't even feel good about a child until what he gets is a terrible nightmare that his children are going to be afflicted, going to be serving as slaves somewhere in a foreign land that's not theirs. And we know and understand this point you're talking to Ms. Rain, but we know and also that the Torah is spiritual, is also for future tense. And here we are, 400 years. But who was the orchestrator of it? Who was the orchestrator of it? And what is the purpose for these people being here? Let's keep going. Bereshit. We're going to another place in Bereshit. Bereshit 46, 1 through 4. That's Genesis 1 through 4, family, who don't know what Bereshit means. Israel traveled with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to Yah of his father Isaac. Yah spoke to Israel in the vision of the night and said, Yaakov, Yaakov. He said, here I am. And he said, I am Yah, power of your fathers. Don't be afraid to go down in Mitzrayim in Egypt, for there I will make you a great nation. That was the point for Yahweh sending his kids in down into slavery in this world. So we know, I understand what Mitzrayim, what Egypt points to. Egypt points to this world system. And Jacob and his children, they points to Yah's kids. But in this world system, I'm going to make y'all great. I'm going to make y'all a great nation. I will go down with you into Mitzrayim. Will also surely bring you up again. Joseph's hand will close your eyes. Joseph's hands will close your eyes. But Abba told Israel, and let's get away from our father Yaakov. Let's see the whole nation when we talk about Yisrael. Go down. Wherever y'all at in captivity, I'm going to be there with you. Why? Because I'm going to make y'all a great nation. I'm going to make y'all a great nation. Again, who is orchestrating Israel's path? Well, Yah. And that's the point that he wants to show us, that Yahweh, he is the one at the helm. He is the one that's leading all of our lives until we go to the left or the right, until we step out of that straight and narrow line. We step away, and sometimes we forget the reputation that we should uphold. Let's move on to Deborah, family. It's not going to be real long tonight because I want to get into what Abba is giving to the congregation. Matter of fact, this one won't be long. And we at Deborah, Deuteronomy, starting at chapter 2, family, starting at 1. Because we understand what this wilderness is. So that's what we're going to be reading about. Reading about the wilderness. But as you read about our ancestors in the wilderness, as I read and you hear, think about your life and how Abba led you and guided you. Think about when you didn't listen to the word of Yahweh, when you went your own route, and what happened. But he was always like a merciful father, loving father, standing there. The point is the one in the driver's seat. Then we turned and looked our journey into the wilderness and took our journey into the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea. As Yahweh spoke to me, we encircled Mount Seir many days. Yahweh spoke to me saying, you have encircled this mountain long enough. Turn northward. Direction. We have to understand it's by Yahweh. Brother Yaakov is Yahweh's mouthpiece. He is Yahweh's mouthpiece. He is the spiritual leader of Bet Yahweh. He is the spiritual leader of Bet Yahweh. And how Bet Yahweh moves is how Yahweh directs him. Is how Yahweh directs him. Right now, he's in Moshe's stead. Why? Because he has a camp underneath him. And Yahweh is giving him the direction on which way the camp should go. And if you have been following and seeing, we have been moving very well. We have been moving by the direction of Yahweh. Command the people, saying, you are to pass through the border of your brothers, the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Therefore, be careful. Don't contend with them, for I will not give you any of their land. No, not so much as for a sole of the foot to tread on, because I have given Mount Esau for a possession. See the beauty about that? Just listen to Abba. Pray it. Just listen. He don't even want you to take what he give to your enemy. Not unless he tell you to take it. But he have a portion. Look, this is how I'm going to direct. That's Mount Seir is there. You can't even have a blade of grass out of there. Because I gave it to them. What I have for you is much greater. He is directing. You should purchase food from them for money that you may eat. You should also buy water from them for money that you may drink. So Yahweh, your El, has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has known your walking through this great wilderness. Let me read that part again. He has known you're walking through this great life. This life that you are living, Yahweh knows it. He knows the good and he knows the bad. He knows the things that we try to hide. These 40 years, Yahweh, your power has been with you. You have lacked nothing. So we pass from our brothers, the children of Esau, who dwelt in Seir, from the weight of the Abba, and from Izum Gibber. We turn and pass by the weight of the wilderness of Moab. Yahweh said to me, don't bother Moab neither. Contend with them in battle, for I will not give you any of his land for a possession. Because I have given Ur to the children of Lot for a possession. Then Im lived there before, a great and numerous people, and tall as the Anakim. He's also considered to be the Rephaim as the Anakim, but the Moabites called them Im. The Horites also lived in Seir in the past, but the children of Esau succeeded them. They destroyed them from before them and lived in their place, as Israel did to the land of his possession, which Yahweh gave to him. Now rise up and cross over the brook of Zered. We went over the brook Zered. The days in which we came from Kadesh Barnea, until we had come over the brook Zered, with 38 years until all the generation of the men of war was consumed from the middle of the camp, as Yahweh swore to them. It took 38 years for Yahweh to destroy the carnality. Don't just look at it as the men of war. Because when you go down and continue to read, it's going to talk about they're going to be warned against some other people. So all the men of war didn't go. So it's not just talking about men of war, but it's talking about these who were contentious with Yahweh, who complained with Yahweh, who was carnal to Yahweh's patience. He's long-suffering, but he gets fed up too. You get set up too. Fifteen family. Moreover, Yahweh's hand was against them to destroy them from the middle of the camp until they was consumed. So when all the men of war was consumed and dead among the people, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, you are to pass over Ur, the border of Moab, today. When you come near the border of the children of Ammon, don't bother them nor contend with them, for I will not give you any of the land of the children of Ammon for a possession, because I have given it to the children of Lot for a possession. That also is considered a land of Rephaim. Rephaim lived there in the past, but the Amorites called them Zumamim, 21 family, a great people, many and tall as from before them, and they succeeded them and lived in their place, as he did for the children of Esau who dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them, and they succeeded them and lived in their place even to this day. And Avon, who lived in villages of as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came out of Kaphtor, destroyed them and lived in their place. Take your journey and pass over the valley of Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land, be to possess it, and contend with him in battle. Today I will begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you in all the peoples who are under the whole sky, who shall hear the report of you and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. And we know that to be true, because what we talked about earlier, when they went down to Jericho, they heard them, the reputation of the Israelites preceded them. But again, we go back to Psalms, Tehillim 1 through 4, we have an adversary, we have an enemy who wants to take away that reputation, who wants the character, the name of Israel, we be no more nation. But he can't stop it. All we have to do is take hold. All we have to do is continue to follow Abba. That's it. Continue to follow Abba. We got a few more scriptures, family. We're going back. Stay in double ring. Matter of fact, we're going to 8. We're going to 8, 2, and 3. We understand that there's always a purpose for when Yahweh tells you to do something. There's always a purpose. Maybe it's for him, and maybe it's for you, for us. In the end, he will get the glory. Dabarim 8, 2, and 3, family. You should remember all the way with Yahweh your power has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to prove you, to know what is in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and allowed you to be hungry and fed you with manna, which you drink, which you didn't know, neither did your fathers know, that he might teach you that man does not live by bread only, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. You don't imagine the parent saying that, yeah, I allowed you to be hungry so I can humble you. I allowed you to suffer a little bit so I can humble you. That's what Abba has said. In fact, that's what Abba is doing. Everything we cannot give to House of Tongues, we have to give it to Abba if we belong to him. We have to say, okay, Father, what am I to learn from this? What am I to learn from this? Yeah, because you did something wrong. When we go through that, it's not always because we did something wrong. And Yahushua said that. He proved that because I forgot the situation. Maybe somebody will find out. Shabbat, how are you listening? I know you know. That they said, who sinned in his family? I believe it was the blind man, somebody, the lame man. Somebody was lame. And Yahushua said, nobody sinned in his family. He wasn't in this predicament because he sinned or his family sinned. He was in this predicament. So I can get the glory. For Yahweh can get the glory. So he can show the adversary, ain't nothing you can do with me. And that's sometimes what happened to us. It ain't always that we did something wrong. Yahweh is getting the glory out of it. In fact, he's setting the adversary up. Just like he did Pharaoh and his men in the Red Sea. He set them up. It allowed them to think that they was coming upon the Israelites. But what happened even in that story? What did the Israelites start to do? They started panicking. They started saying, Moses, you brought us out here to die. We could have stayed in Egypt. They didn't stand and start trusting Yahweh. Gratefully today, we have the stories that we can go back and look at. That we may stand in our times of trouble. That we won't allow our carnality, spirit of Yahweh. And that's what Yahweh wants us to remove. Remove this carnality. Remove this. So, what we coming to tonight, family, is what Yahweh want to present to the congregation. What he want to give the congregation. What he want? What did he tell me? Because after I was like, "Oh, Abba, come on, Abba, we just went 2 weeks of chastisement. We went to 2 weeks, but well, the people ain't getting it. So keep on going through it until they get it. That's mercy right there, because he cooks from ashes. You don't have to keep sending us teacher after teacher after teacher. But what did he say about? We are truly Israel. So he said that, but prophet after prophet, I raised up for y'all. And what did y'all do? Y'all did not hear the prophets. We are truly Israel. But he said, I got you. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we can do. And when I got the idea, the first person I ran it through was Brother Yaki Allah. We're going to do a documentary on Bit Yahweh. A documentary where though each and every person in Bit Yahweh can participate in. And I was excited when he gave me that. Not a documentary so we can go from the inception of Bit Yahweh over 40 to 50 years ago. That this congregation has been started 40 to 50 years ago. But what we want to show is how Yahweh has been leading this congregation from First Philadelphia Church, as I got from Zach and Eliezer, all the way up to now to Bet Yahweh, and where the humble beginnings was. All the annals, all the history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So just like Dawid had to write down his, we're going to have to write down ours. Because we are part of the book. But we won't get started until after the High Holy Days. And I'm praying that everybody who has old pictures, everybody who has memories, everybody who has old videos, old tapes, everything, because we got so much to cover. So much to cover. And after the High Holy Days, prayfully, if the wide angle family, part of the family, can be a part, definitely want y'all. Definitely want the wide angle in there. Because we're going to need people who know how to cut, copy, and paste. Edit. We want all hands on deck, but we're going to put together a team. and prayerfully all those who want to be a part of the team of the documentary of that Yahweh won't let nothing hold them back. We'll be rushing. Yes, I want to do that. We have so much history. We got so many testimonies. We got brothers and sisters that came down from New York. We got a brother and sister who was born in the congregation, married. We had a transition from one rabbi to another rabbi. We still got one of the oldest member living, Zaken Eliezer. Then I believe Sister Kadisha was the next member, all the way down to the youngest member, and I believe that's Brother Yehuda, Brother Judah. So we have so much in between there that we can start getting excited about, because Yahweh loves us. He loves us. He just wants the world to see. I've been guiding this congregation all these years. I have been in charge of this congregation all these years. We're not saying he hasn't been in charge of no other ones. And we don't know how Yahweh guides and leads anybody else, but we know how Yahweh guides and leads us. So be excited, Bet Yahweh. Be excited, Yisrael. The Almighty One wants to show the world how he has been leading you. Be excited. Let's start getting all these materials together. And Sister Samaria, you know we're going to need you, because you're the cut, copy, and paste sister. You have a lot of knowledge. And if I haven't called your name, don't be offended. Just come and join. Come and join the team. Because there will be interviews on top of interviews. I believe each and every person going to get interviewed. How long you're going to be, we don't know. But we're going to move by the Spirit of Yahweh. So I'm excited about that. Me and Brother Yaquiel, and Yaquiel had so many memories coming back. He had so much coming. It's exciting. We even had so many, what the brother brought out, so many people who branched off of that Yahweh. We want to talk to a couple of them. We want to talk to a couple of them. Because there's a whole lot of little Bet Yahwehs out there, but they don't call themselves Bet Yahweh because they left the hole. They left us. Even when our leader fell, they were surprised that we're still around, at least a good 10 years later, and even stronger. Because the Spirit of Yahweh was leading always, and that's what Yah wants to show towards the world. He wants the world to see, although they was black Jews at one time, now they Israelis. It was my hand that was leading them that way. Oh, yeah, although they was Talmud at one time, the Mishnah, they was going through all that at one time. They was walking around here in all black. Women wasn't even covered at one time. Each way they went, I was leading them. In their wilderness, I was the one leading them. And I don't have to say more, because I know y'all heard that. I heard it, and that was a big one right there. Hallelujah. Y'all have spoken, family. Excited, Ibli Israeli. Bet Yahweh. Be excited, because Yah is with us. Restoring Yisrael. Didn't want to end on the lesson beating everybody up, no beating us up. Wanted to end on something that we can be motivated and be busy bees working for our together. Everybody working together, showing that we are the body of Mashiach, a part of the body of Mashiach. And the toe don't get mad at the pinky finger. Each person know, each part understands that they are vital to the whole. Each member should understand that they are vital to the whole. I want to thank y'all family for joining me, and I want to hear ideas tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I want to hear old stories. So we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to show forth the world. And the first thing we really want to show, the most important, is that our Father is with us. He is with us. So I want to thank y'all for listening for these next 6 weeks. Join Brother Yariel next week. Quite sure Yahweh going to continue feeding his son, feeding his family. Let's end with a prayer, family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Torah Abaya, for being the Almighty One. Period, Father. For we know no other mighty one. There is none beside you, and there's no other one that can do what you do, Father. There's no other one that sits high and looks low, Father. There's no other one that is involved in our lives, in every aspect of our lives, Father. What you talked about yesterday, Father, it was the hairs of our head are numbered. That's detail, Father. That is detail. And I don't know nobody else in this solar system or this world takes that type of detail in learning someone to number the hairs of their head. So hallelujah, Father. And Shabbat Shalom to you. Shabbat Shalom, family. Till next time.